city? Come down to Agora Cafe located in the McMillan Building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
Once upon a time there was a boy with a secret. When this special boy died, he went to the wrong place, an incredible place where he met new friends and embarked on adventures he'd never dreamed of. But eventually his terrible secret caught up with him and he was forced to take a stand, fixing all the horrible things he had done so long ago. And he did so and all was well. And even though they had lost so very much, all was well for his friends too. It was a happy ending. At least until something new happened. And he had to go far, far away from them. Never to be seen again.
Hello? Hello? Where am I? I don't remember. I just... There was a fire and then some smoke. There was so much smoke. I just, and then a light. Help me! Please?
I said the left door.
No, you said right.
Hello?
How does left sound like right?
It doesn't, unless you say the word right instead. I can't believe you lot survived so long when you got out of the box.
You're right. It is amazing we survived so long without you stabbing us in the back the whole time.
That wasn't my fault. You said you would bring that up again.
It's always the same with you. Like that time in the ocean afterlife.
I saved your skin.
You threw me off a balcony.
You were about to be eaten by a giant octopus. And it wasn't like the fall was going to hurt since it was an ocean afterlife.
Sorry.
What?
Where am I?
Afterlife.
You're dead.
Right.
We should get moving.
Clouds that way.
One more question.
Yes.
Who are you?
Kyra, genetically perfect.
Eve, nurse. Well, used to be.
Right.
Those names don't ring any bells?
Should they?
We did sort of save the afterlives a while ago. Well, I did. She tried to destroy us all.
And this is what death's like?
Let me guess. You like sci-fi? Space? Lasers?
Aliens? Behind doors. Mostly right-hand doors.
I said left!
I've always kind of liked that stuff, yeah. How do you know?
Because you're here.
Right.
And because you usually get what you expect after death.
Okay.
And because there's a huge alien spaceship chasing us.
Be nice chatting. Bye.
Wait. Hey.
There. What are we?
Good. We need to talk.
You're breaking up with me?
I think we should call it quits here. The old team's gone, and it's not like we have anything in common.
Except I'm the only one who can pilot the cloud.
I know. So just drop me off at the first half-decent heaven we find, and I'll sort myself out from there.
If that's what you want?
It is.
Fine.
Fine.
You ever wonder why we always argue so much?
Apart from the fact you tried to kill me that one time?
You killed yourself.
I meant after death.
Nobody can kill you after death. You just go to the graveyards.
Which is as good as death. It's like final death. You try to final kill me. That's even worse. What was that?
I don't know. I think it's coming from the heart.
Come on.
Everything look okay to you?
Don't know. I've only been here once before, and I wasn't really myself at the time.
It's probably nothing.
It's not nothing.
How do you know?
There's a guy in a black mask missing with a heart.
Where did he come from?
More to the point, what is he?
Some kind of dead burglar? He just vanished.
What was he doing to the cloud?
Help me. Find me.
Where did that come from? We're moving.
I don't believe it.
What?
That voice. It was Dave.
After the voices in my head have said goodnight.
Lovely. It's all in runes. Guessing it's a hell then. It's definitely where the distress call came from. Is it just me, or are there more hells than heavens around? Shh. Come out.
What are you doing?
Come on, we know you're there.
Who are you?
Come closer, nice and slowly.
Dave? He doesn't look so good.
That's not Dave.
How'd you know?
Last time I saw him, Dave had a complete face. Time to go.
Back to the cloud?
Best call for now. Move.
What's happening?
Why do you keep presuming I know the answers to these things?
The ground's splitting.
That's nothing. Look at the sky.
Grab my hands. Looks like it's stopped.
What?
Everything's changed. It's all red and burnt now. But the buildings are back together. What kind of hell is this?
Oh, crap! One of the buildings that grew back. It's around the cloud.
So where's the door?
That'll be the thing that looks like a mouth with all the teeth.
I really miss purgatory.
Oh, and here come the zombies.
Zombies?
Either that or really angry lepers.
We're going to the graveyards. We're going to be eaten and then we're going to the graveyards.
Okay, think. Which way?
I'm thinking that way.
Dave?
Hello. Okay, not so hard. It's good to see you too. Hello, Eve.
I thought you were dead.
We're all dead.
That joke never gets old, does it? You know what I mean.
Well, bit of a story, actually. Can I suggest for now, though, and I'm well aware this is kind of a cliche coming from me, that we run? That'll do for now. Should be safe for a bit. You two are looking well. Oh, I like the new hair, Kyra. Blonde works well for you.
You think? I just wanted to try something new. I mean, hey, we thought you were destroyed with the box.
So did I. I mean, I made a dying speech and everything, but I don't know, it's strange. I remember the explosion, and then there was a kind of muddy light, and I felt transparent. Next thing, I'm here.
You don't remember. That sounds familiar.
Why are you looking at me?
Are you in his head?
No, I'm not in his bloody head. You just let it go.
Don't worry, Kyra. I'm not having conversations with any ex-girlfriends in my mind. Anyway, we have to get to the church in the center of this afterlife.
Why?
I have no idea. Just got this feeling.
Hold on! The building's fading!
Huh? That was unexpected.
Oh, good. We get a nice stage.
What?
It's a grief afterlife. Flits through the five stages.
Oh, that makes sense.
Anyone fancy sharing the sense for the dumb blonde?
Grief has five stages. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. I think we arrived during depression, and the zombies were in anger.
So this is denial?
Best travelling weather we'll get in this place. I was in bargaining for a little while back there. Slow going. Kept having to negotiate with midgets.
Midgets?
Yeah. Haven't seen guilt yet, but I suppose that'll be easy enough to handle for the three of us. We have got previous, after all. Come on, let's head to the church. Oh, did Matthew stay in the cloud?
What? Who's Matthew?
It's big gay. And empty.
Wait, you two. Can we just talk about the fact you've completely forgotten one of your friends?
Dave, you're the one with faulty memory. Maybe you imagined this guy.
Yeah, is there somewhere we can take you to have you checked out? Maybe the infirmary in Purgatory.
Right, Purgatory. That's where you brought Matthew. You remember? He left us behind and took the cloud to get you.
No. Tor got me out of Purgatory when he fell out the cloud by accident.
Fell out? That's ridiculous.
Settle down, Dave.
No, listen to me.
Company. We never have company. This is lovely.
Hi there. Our friend here has had a bump on the head and wanted to come in for some reason. Why are we here again, Dave?
I need to see your altar, I think.
Certainly. The church is open to anyone who requires what the altar provides.
What's that exactly?
I'll have one of our novices show you there. The altar is the very centre of the church. It's the foundation of everything we do.
Right. That sounds very religious.
Sister Purity, we have guests.
Coming, sister. What can I do to...
Oh, hello.
So, what are you doing here?
We were so worried. You left without saying anything.
Right. Well, you know, I just wanted a fresh start after everything.
So you came here, where you're called Sister Purity.
Okay, now I really wish Matthew was here.
Who's Matthew?
This is the altar. I look after it.
You've changed.
I suppose. Everyone has to grow up sometime.
It's a mirror.
Just have a look.
Oh, this church is the missing stage. It's guilt. You look in the mirror and you see the ones you lost.
It's more than that. It's the ones you outlived.
Who can you see? Someone I haven't thought about for a long time. From when I was alive.
There's so many. I hadn't realized how many of them I let down.
That's why you came here, Sal, isn't it? To be with him.
This way? I see him every day.
But that's not... I used to see this a lot with old people. After their husbands and wives died, I'd visit them for a weekly checkup and they'd just be sitting there, staring at photos. Every week.
It's my afterlife. My choice. You have a look and see how easy it is to turn away.
I can't see anything.
Lucky you. Guess you've dealt with all your demons.
No. There's someone I should see. But she isn't there.
This thing's wrong. You could spend forever here.
What are you doing?
Fixing it.
Dave!
No! What have you done? No, you can't. Our mirror!
I'm stuck. It's time to move on.
You don't have the right.
I'm sorry.
You don't have the right!
Uh-oh.
What?
I haven't seen her do that before.
You mean get angry?
I mean grow knives out of her fingers. And pose. And...
Oh.
Ew!
Oh,
my God. Wow. You wouldn't think there'd be space there.
You don't have the right!
Time for a favorite plan, guys.
Ah! I've been with you guys for 5 minutes and already we're running away?
Upstairs!
Ah! Keep hold of the door!
Huh? Oh, that's just overkill.
If we can just hold out till the next change, we should be okay.
I wouldn't bet on that, Mr. Smash Mash.
Why?
He broke the mirror, so he broke the cycle.
Oh.
I hate it when you say, oh.
I broke the afterlife.
What? The whole thing?
The mirror was the centre of it all. Survivor's guilt? It's probably gonna go a bit bonkers now.
More than it already is!
Well, there's a whole lot of bonkers we haven't seen yet.
Well, you know, when I thought you were gone, I actually missed you. Maybe I did lose a few brain cells when I dyed my hair.
I noticed you done that. It looks good. You look less like a troll.
Thanks.
Anytime.
Sorry to break up the witty repartee, but can we get out of here?
Those stairs just lead to the top of the tower.
That's no good. We'd be stuck.
You don't have the right!
Still, some fresh air might be good.
I hate all of you!
Watch your step. Long way down.
What's the plan?
I'll call the cloud.
How quickly can you get it here?
Oh, you should know. You stole it once.
Okay, I know. I did a few bad things. I was a total cow. Blah, blah, blah. Can we move on, please?
Ooh, touchy.
Okay, Clara will be here soon.
Unfortunately, Sister Slash is here now.
You broke my mark.
We know, he's sorry, but it was probably for the best.
No!
All right, I've had it with you all day. Sister Purity, do this. Sister Purity, do that. Don't wear red. Cover your body. The candle wax isn't meant for that. All over what? A stupid mirror? They're gone. All of them. They're gone.
Oh. Oh, that is so disgusting.
Still, I'd definitely prefer it without the knives.
I just want to see him again.
I know, me too, but it can't happen. Sometimes death is final. It has to be. There have to be rules, otherwise it all falls apart.
She's right. The rules are the only things that hold creation together.
No. No, I won't believe it. It didn't happen. Not to him.
We're back to denial. She's changing it herself.
This is her afterlife, isn't it? Just hers.
I think her child died. She never got over it, outliving him, even after her own death.
Poor woman. Whoa. Dave, what's that?
The whole sky is going black.
It can't be.
Everything's just being sucked in.
It's the emptiness. It shouldn't be breaking through here, though.
Well, it's doing a very good impression.
That doesn't look very empty to me, Dave.
It's the stuff the graveyards are made of. A rolling wave of oblivion. Get sucked in there and you cease to exist forever.
Claire's here.
Everyone, quick, inside.
Sister, come on. It's not safe here.
Everything's fine. It's all perfect.
Sister, please, you have to come with us.
Oh, you're good, dear. I'm fine. I'm happy.
Sal. We can't just leave her!
Guilt's a personal thing. She'll only let it go if she wants to. Come on.
You never forget. I wouldn't want to. He's my special boy.
Damn. I'll look after her, Tor.
I'm coming, dear. I'm coming.
We're clear.
The sister?
She's dead behind. Hasn't changed much here.
We've left your room where it was. Eve's down from me.
Where Matthew's room was.
Who is this Matthew you keep talking about?
He was your long-term boyfriend. He cheated on you. You were in a car accident, that's how you died. Kyra, you and Matthew fought like cat and dog when you first met, but near the end you were, you know, close.
Dave, I don't...
And Sal, you tried to jump him one time.
Ha! Like that narrows it down.
There has to be a reason why you've all forgotten him. Something you have in common. What's happened to you since I've been away?
Lots. After Sal left us, we searched for her for a while. But we didn't have any luck. We checked in on Barry and then...
Oh, at his gambling place?
Yeah.
I saw him too. He told me how to get to the grief afterlife. Said I could see Tor again there. Should have known there would be a catch.
Hang on. You were all with Barry?
Yeah. So?
So I think it's time I visited my old mate. This whole thing smells of devil.
Oh, I thought that was just Kyra's hair dye.
Come here!
Meow!
Is it always like this?
No.
Good.
Sometimes I'm possessed and trying to kill everyone. Barry's done all right for himself.
And don't play the fruit machines. When you lose, they remove things.
Like what?
Depends what's lined up. I saw this guy who got 4 plums. It was not pleasant.
Whoa, look at that giant fruit machine. That thing must be 20 feet high.
It has millions, apparently. But Barry says nobody's ever won.
Probably for the best. If that thing peed out, we'd be flooded in coins.
I can think of worse ways to go.
And there's the man himself.
Dave? Dave, is it you? Really? I knew it. I knew you couldn't be gone. Not old Dave. Hello. How have you been?
No idea. There seems to be a lot of forgetting going on right now.
How do you mean?
The ladies over here can't remember who Matthew is.
Who?
Nice try. What's going on?
Dave. Here I am, an old friend who's moderately pleased to see you up and about. And what do I get? Suspicion. Well, that's just charming. Typical angel.
Fine. Excuse me.
Well, what are you doing?
Just, Sal, put that man down.
Oh, come on. You know how long I've been a nun?
You got 5 plums on the machines yesterday.
Oh, well, that's not good.
Yeah, how does this tannoy work?
Ah.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. In this afterlife, losing is simply a state of mind. You just need to believe you're a winner and you will win. Try it out.
Stop it.
Tell me about Matthew.
I don't know anything.
I want everyone on the roulette table to put their money on 7 red. Lucky number 7. Lucky, lucky, lucky. Congratulations. Now, blackjack.
All right. Come out to my office.
Thank you. It really is good to see you, old friend.
I wish you'd stay dead.
We're all dead.
Oh, fine. You'll be the last one I see it.
Very nice, Barry. This reminds me of my palace.
Except it wasn't built for midgets.
You know nobody likes you, right?
What did you do?
It's not what you think. It was a favor.
For who?
Matthew.
The guy Dave made up?
I did not make him up.
He's telling the truth. I made you all forget because Matthew asked me to. He passed through my casino after he left your cloud.
Where was he going?
The Skywell.
What? Why?
What's the Skywell?
It's like an observation deck. You can see all the different afterlives from there.
And this Matthew is an expert on the afterlives or something.
Actually, no. The opposite, in fact. How did he know the Skywell existed?
I don't know. And before you start acting a hero, that's the truth. He came here asking if there was a way I could make the others forget him. So I did. As a favor.
Why didn't it affect me?
No idea. Some kind of angel thing.
That's the best you can do. Some kind of angel thing.
Reverse it.
What?
Reverse it! If you've done something to my head, I want it fixed.
Yeah, Captain Horn, me too.
Me three, this Matthew guy might be attractive. That's a memory I'd like back.
Fine, but don't blame me when you all start wallowing in angst as usual.
Whoa, that was... Oh. Matthew.
There. Everybody's miserable again. Lovely.
Good. We'll be off then. I suppose we best check out the Skywell.
He didn't want you to follow him. He was protecting you.
And that wasn't his call to make.
Huh.
What?
I just remembered what he looks like. Could you take him out again?
Sal!
Fine. Coming.
Well, thank you for the visit. As ever, it's been a huge pain in my infernal...
Dad!
What?
Where did all these guys in black masks come from?
There was one of those things in the cloud before we found Dave.
They're hunters.
What?
Agents of hell. Devils use them for tracking.
And they're tracking us?
Oh, Barry.
They're normally just used for reconnaissance, but I've never seen this many in one place before.
I don't really fancy another trip to hell. So what do we do? Uh-oh. Dave!
I know! Into the cloud! Now! Barry, evacuate this afterlife.
What? Do you know what kind of prophet I'm turning here? I'm not abandoning it just because some hunters come knocking.
That's the least of our problems. The emptiness is spilling into the afterlives, and it's headed here.
That's nonsense.
Really? Because I don't remember the ceiling being painted black before.
Satan's arse!
Evacuate it now!
Damn it all! Everybody out! Move! Unless you want a one-way trip to the graveyard!
Those hunters don't seem to be in any hurry to go.
I think they're meant to keep us here.
I vote no to that plan.
Hunters! I am Barry Bob, the terrible and obscene. Stand down!
Apparently you don't have the reputation you used to.
Oh, shut up, Dave. Honestly, you saved all of creation just once and your name is the devil's mud. I once massacred an entire field of kittens. Kittens! At Christmas! How quickly I forget.
Ideas, people?
Still voting, we get away.
Wait, Eve.
Yeah?
Ocean afterlife.
You want us to argue about that again?
No.
No, I want you to do it again now.
What? But the floor's hard here. You might...
Just do it.
Okay.
Ugh. Hey, if anyone was going to...
push Carrot off her back in.
She's going for the big fruit machine.
Okay, think lucky thoughts. She won!
And here come the coins. Run! Quick, everyone inside.
Entire afterlife's disappeared.
That's the second hell of mine you've ruined.
It wasn't my fault.
Really? There I am, no problems. Lots of souls being tormented. Fruit machines lining up plums every day. Then you come, and all of a sudden, the emptiness comes spilling into an afterlife for the first time ever!
Not the first.
What?
It happened at the last afterlife we went to as well.
I've no idea what's happening. But since your demonic brothers sent those hunters after us, I'd imagine they're quite concerned too.
I'm gonna cut you, Angel. Slowly. With a neck cup.
I'll leave you guys to it. Let me know when we get there.
I'm going with Kyra.
Come here, Dave.
Back off, Barry.
Oh, are you guys going to wrestle? I wonder if I can get some popcorn.
Knock, knock.
That's funny. Matthew used to say that when he came in.
Yeah, it was a thing we did before. Wait, he came into your bedroom?
Sometimes.
Oh.
It wasn't... I mean, we didn't. He went away without me. I don't know why he didn't want me there. After the box blew, we...
He spent a lot of time. I know.
But he was... He was getting these nightmares.
It took a while for us both to deal with it all. It was easier for Matthew, though. He didn't do the things I did. He didn't kill someone.
How does it feel now?
Still bad. It'll always be bad. But at least I can do something now. I loved being a nurse, you know. Wanted to be one ever since I was wee.
I'm just so angry at him. How can he just run off like that? Who does he think he is?
Yeah, what makes him think he can sort it all out on his own?
Whatever it is he's sorting out.
Who knows, with him.
I'm gonna kill him when I see him.
Yeah, me too. Even though he's already dead.
You're not so great with the jokes, are you?
Not really, no.
Welcome to the Skywell.
Wonderful.
If you're gonna stay in a huff, you can just go back inside.
It's like a giant mirror ball. Is this crystal?
Kind of. Each surface reflects a different afterlife.
I think it's broken over here.
It doesn't break.
It's supposed to reflect, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then it's broken.
No, it's not.
Dave, look at this.
Whoa.
Told you it was broken. It's all black.
It's not broken. There's just nothing in that place for it to reflect. I knew it was too good to be true.
What?
The supervisors, the box. It caused too much damage. We all hoped when it was over, the afterlives would go back to the way they were. Heal themselves.
They haven't.
And the emptiness is spilling out. That's bad, right?
Imagine if everything became the graveyards.
You think this is what Matthew went to fix?
By himself? He put his shoes on the wrong feet once.
Still, it does sort of sound like him. How would he know about all of this?
Kenny, you said he was having nightmares.
Yeah, I wish I could see him. Just ask.
That's an idea.
What?
Touch as many crystal panels as you can, thinking of Matthew.
What will that do?
Ah, it's like a rewind. If he's been in the afterlife, you'll see him.
Nothing over here.
Or here. Although I found an interesting looking hell with otters. I wonder if I can make an offer.
You like otters?
So, just because I'm evil doesn't mean I can't have a soft side.
Focus, people.
Here.
Where?
Look, that's him.
Oh, here too. Ooh, that boy is skinny.
He looks lonely.
Yeah.
Why those two afterlives?
And this one, look.
He gets around, huh?
You're one to talk.
What's he doing? Those afterlives have nothing in common.
Well, apart from the pattern.
What? What pattern?
Look at the distances between them.
He's right.
He is?
I thought you were a higher being.
Doesn't mean I have good spatial awareness. I'm always bumping into things.
Why do you think he doesn't fly?
Shut up, Barry.
Remember that time you flew right into the Whore of Babylon? When she was right in the middle
Shut
of
Shut up!
We thought we'd never get Cerberus's ball back.
I think I got it. It's a series of panels. if I press this one, then this.
Whoa, what's that? I don't like it when things just pop up.
What? I don't.
It's a message.
From Matthew?
Don't know. It's a poem.
That's definitely not from Matthew. Now, a limerick, maybe.
Read it.
The wolves are crouching out of sight.
That's it?
That's not a poem. It isn't even a haiku.
A haiku?
I like art, okay.
There are four other lines, but I can't make them out.
So, we have a poem that makes no sense, and a bunch of afterlives in a pattern.
It's a message.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Saying what?
Oh, I don't know.
Great message, Matthew.
All those afterlives. It's a trail. He wants us to follow him, like breadcrumbs.
He wants us to follow bread.
Like Hansel and Gretel. It's his favourite fairy tale.
He has a favourite fairy tale?
Yeah. Didn't you know? Never came up.
So we follow the trail.
You remember what happens at the end of Hansel and Gretel, don't you? An old woman gets pushed into an oven.
Well, here we go again, running across the afterlives.
We'll find you, Matthew.
Yeah.
This could be fun.
Oh, listen to the super team. If anyone tries to high-five me, I'm going to eat them.
Well, at least with you along, we don't have to worry about anyone chasing us this time.
Hello? Oh, thank God. I hoped you'd come back. I hate it here. I'm defeating alien warlords every 2 minutes. Spaceships are cold all the time, and do you know how boring exotic princesses are?
Come here.
Oh, sure. Hi, I'm Max.
Another cloud passed through recently. Like mine. Did you see it?
Oh, are those your friends? Yeah, the women. One small one with a bad dye job.
You came into contact with them?
Yeah, a while back. They were in a hurry. There was a spaceship. There's always a bloody spaceship.
Ah. Come closer.
Right you are, Chief. You know, I was thinking to myself, Maxie, your luck's gonna turn around. Those nice people, they'll come back and...
Send you to the graveyards. Yes. Nathaniel to the Justice Committee. They've been here, infecting at least one local soul. I've disposed of him and will sterilize the area then. Ah. Sterilization will not be required. I'll continue my investigation and contact you when I have them. Presume I can use any means necessary. Excellent. Nathaniel, out. Fresh air. Away really makes you appreciate the little things. Run away, David. I'm coming. And you're going to suffer.
FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Attention grad students, share your research, find out what's going on in other disciplines, approach your work from a new angle. Check out Fire Talks, the interdisciplinary discussion forum sponsored by the Research Commons at Kerner Library. Visit bit.ly/firetalk for more information.
Once upon a time, the world of death was as terrible and war-torn as the world of life. What the living believed also came to pass beyond the bridge of death, and more than anything, what the living believed in was conflict. Every living soul had its angels and demons, and every little belief was made flesh in the many afterlives which came to be. It was only a matter of time before these two conflicting forces came together, in a war that very nearly destroyed everything. In the end, the balance was created, but the living never did find out just how close to destruction the conflicting beliefs had brought them.
What?
Dave.
Barry, what are you doing in my bedroom?
I came in for a snuggle.
Oh, lucky me.
I want to leave.
Oh.
This crusading across the afterlives, it's not really my thing.
You, remember what's happening, right? Emptiness eating away the afterlives, hunters sent from hell, Matthew missing, all of that?
None of it has anything to do with me. I might have helped you out that one time, but do try to remember that I am a devil.
So what will you do?
Start again. Nice little limbo, perhaps. As long as it's away from you and your ability to attract trouble.
Well, you're a real mate, Barry.
Let's not kid ourselves, Dave. We make a good team, but that hardly makes us blood brothers.
I'll drop you off at our next stop, then.
Good. Don't answer it.
It's a distress call.
Like I said, don't answer it. Drop me off and you can do whatever you like, but I'm not going to...
Somebody needs our help.
Are you sure this is enough?
Kara, it's a new you, remember? A new means just enough eye makeup to accent your eyes. Not so much that it looks like you haven't slept in 3 months.
You wear more than this.
I'm a princess.
And green.
Better than pasty white.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, traitor.
Hey, you said you wouldn't do that anymore.
And you believed me? Wow, you really haven't gotten to know me yet.
Sal, give her a break.
Why, because you're both members of the Missing Boyfriend Club?
You watch your mouth.
Or what? You and the traitor girl going to do something about it?
You know, you're really...
Everyone get ready, we need to... What are you doing?
What does it look like?
Like a finger paint factory exploded while you were sleeping.
Dave, how come we have evil people on the team now?
Hey!
We were just... having some girl time. What's the big emergency?
Distress signal.
What is it?
It's a cloud. An angel. It can't be.
I feel it too, Dave. But what's he doing out here?
I don't know, but we're leaving.
I thought the angels were the good guys.
Apart from that time Dave betrayed his whole race and lied to us, of course.
Yes, let's bring that up as often as possible.
Alarm!
Is it him?
I'm not sure what he's...
Whoa! Did we just get shot at?
Apparently his cloud has weapons.
Why don't we have weapons? I want weapons!
Who exactly is attacking us, Dave?
Another one incoming!
Do something!
I am!
What?
Crashing.
Yes, so just let him. What? You're doing what?
We won't survive a cloud-to-cloud confrontation. Best take this down into the nearest afterlife.
Oh, that's better, is it?
Like Sal said, we have evil people now. I'd put money on us.
Yes, but you're an idiot.
This is a really dysfunctional team.
Hold on. Here we go!
After the voices in my head have said.
knocked unconscious. That's embarrassing.
Get used to it. Seems to happen to us a lot.
This isn't the cloud.
No, it's not.
Cheery, isn't it?
Wait, I'm in my own body, right? Because the last time we woke up outside the cloud, there was that whole body swap thing and all of our voices were funny and...
That was actually quite amusing, you know, if you were in my position.
Let's look around.
Uh-huh, I know the drill.
Nobody feel like they have to take me or anything.
So much for forgive and forget, girl?
Leave me alone.
Why not? The others seem happy to.
Nobody move.
What is it?
Over there.
Is that the guy who shut us down?
Yes. Looks like he's lost his transportation as well.
He hasn't changed much, has he?
Is he breathing? Are any of us?
So, he's an angel too?
Yes. His name's Nathaniel.
Who do you know him?
Long story.
Long story you'll tell us over Cocoa tonight? Or long story, it's a deep, dark secret that'll come back to haunt us all later on. Like last time.
Thanks.
I can send him to the graveyards right now.
Barry, we don't do that.
That's why having evil members adds something to the mix.
Can we stop saying evil members plural, please?
I won't stand here and watch you kill an angel, Barry.
Not again, you mean?
Don't.
Are you guys about to have a fight here? I'm finding it hard to tell.
Given the chemistry, it's either that or a good hard...
There's a door over there.
We find the clouds, then we get out of here.
Okay, fine by me.
Barry!
It was just a slap. Don't want him waking up too soon.
Ooh, glass in the floor. Look.
Ooh, that's a long drop.
Go straight to the bottom of the afterlife.
Oh, it's bright.
I think it's a sun. An entire afterlife perched above a sun. That's a new one.
Looks like both clouds are down there.
Of course they are. I mean, what would be the point if they were close by and easy to get to? I must have been really bad in a past life to deserve this.
You did kill yourself.
True.
So we work our way down to the main structure and get out. Agreed?
Easy as that.
Why not?
Because it never is.
I'm just saying that given everything I could have done, swapping your bodies was hardly hideous torture.
For you, maybe you're used to looking ugly.
Hey!
Ignore her. She says that to everyone.
It's true for everyone. Ghost! 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 Ghost!
Oh, don't be ridiculous. It can't have been a... Oh! Okay, so, ghosts. That's new. Which is kind of ironic when you think about it.
They keep appearing out of nowhere.
And they're closing in. This would be a good time to do something.
Well, normally I'd suggest that
If you say run, I swear I'm going to bite your kneecap right off.
It's a good thing I'm not going to then, isn't it? The corridor splits ahead. I've no idea which way's the correct one.
So what's the plan? Two groups?
What? No! Haven't you seen horror movies? You never split up.
Girl, my people invented horror movies. Well, except for the ski mask ones. They were terrible.
This is fascinating, but can I just politely remind everyone of the ghost?
Eve has a point. Splitting up probably isn't our best option.
So, which way?
Left.
Why left?
Someone I liked always chose left.
Left it is then. Come on, move!
What? David? Separated from the cloud. Must be a defense system. Clever design. Talking to myself. Sign of madness, I've heard. Still, time to get started.
There's something in here. A mural.
Oh, well, that's artistic.
It's the first Devil Angel War.
Nah. Good times.
Thousands were lost.
Like I said, good times.
Wow. You think they would have run out of red? What with all the blood?
It was pretty grim.
You were involved?
Oh no, it was millennia before we came along. Heard the stories though.
Why do you think the picture's here?
Some sort of remembrance?
Like a monument?
Yeah, maybe.
You see this? The jewel in the center.
It almost looks real.
It is real. If there's one thing I know, it's diamonds. Been a long time since I had my hands on a nice, hard diamond.
Good thing it's caged over, then.
It's not like anyone will miss it. And I need some new fun since you destroyed my casino hell.
Take your hand off it.
Make me.
Barry!
Bother.
What did you do?
I just touched the casing to move Barry's hand off.
That'll be the casing that's now gone, yes? Feels like it's fallen apart. The diamond's shattered too. Careful you don't puncture your pretty little feet.
Ooh.
Leave it, Sal.
Oh, but they're so pretty.
Don't touch them. Sal!
I'm not doing anything.
We can hear you.
That's not me.
Maybe we should head back. Great. That's great.
If anyone wants to find a light switch, that would be nice.
What was that?
I walked into something, almost broke my leg. Can I suggest we don't just wander around the haunted afterlife in the dark?
Here, I found the door. Follow my voice. Nobody touch anything.
There's the pot calling the kettle grabby.
Okay, everyone with me?
Can I ride on your back?
No. Everyone else?
I'm here.
Me too.
Right. You with us, Barry? Barry?
Had you, David. Just one way open, then. Fine. I'll play along. Sounds like company. This darkness is slowing me down too much. If I can just... Oh, what's this now? Stay back. I see you. Just... Don't touch me! Stings! I am an angel of the Justice Committee and...
Angel!
Perhaps discretion might have been a better approach. To find the door. Any door, just... Here. I wonder if David knows what he's up against.
Feels like a maze. Oh, I hate mazes. Wait, stop.
What?
Just ahead, something shiny. Do you see?
Is it a ghost?
More than one.
I'm really not happy with this afterlife.
What do we do?
Well, we can't go back. But just be careful, everyone.
What do you think they're here for? Are they the souls of this afterlife?
I've been dead a long, long time, and I've never seen an actual ghost. Something horrible must have happened to them to leave them like this.
That's reassuring, seeing as we're here too.
Maybe we should try to help them. They might be friendly.
Mr. Creepy Laugh didn't say two things.
It's better just to leave them, all right? We don't want to change the plan unless we're forced to.
You're normally the first to jump in and help.
It's different this time.
Because of that Nathaniel guy, right?
I don't want to talk about this right now.
He's really got you spooked, huh?
Can we concentrate on the actual spooks we have here?
Eek! I almost touched one!
And it sounds like it isn't very happy about it either.
Dave! They see us! They're coming!
They might be friendly.
Oh, yeah. That sounds real friendly.
Just join hands. We'll run through.
That might not be a good idea.
Got a better one?
As a matter of fact, yes. I think I've heard enough.
What are you doing, Eve?
What was all that about?
Too late to ask her. She's gone.
You think she's turned on us again?
But
she does have previous. Something feels wrong, though.
Yes, my dog. Oh, and the ghost coming to eat us?
Don't be ridiculous. Ghosts don't eat you.
She's right. I don't see how they can harm us.
Oh, well, in that case. Hey, Screamy Face, why don't you just... Oh, it's stingy. Real pain, stingy.
Oh, that's it. Join hands again. We're leaving.
Where? Hey! Oh, someone hit me. Hello? Anyone? Oh, wonderful. Just wonderful. Lost in the dark and the beast knows where. You one lucky devil, Barry. That can't be good.
More heights. Great.
Hang on. There's only room for one at a time. Still no light.
What is this place anyway? Afterlife for fetishists? Because there are some people I really don't want to see again.
I keep feeling like it should be familiar.
Things chasing us? Terrible danger? Eve going crazy? Seems pretty familiar to me.
Anything we should know? Because this place is giving me the creeps. It's like a tomb.
Or a prison.
Oh, don't worry. It's not like we could just stumble into an ancient tomb or a prison. Uh-oh.
What?
It can't be.
Can't be what?
The mural.
Devil Angel Roar, you said.
There were stories about that time. Legends.
What sort of stories?
The Candleman.
Well?
Well what?
You know, you have a really stupid habit of only giving out information when people ask obvious questions. What's the deal with this Candleman thing?
He's kind of a myth from the war.
A myth with that stupid name?
No, it had to do with who he was. They say he was the only being who ever stood in the darkness where creation begins and survived. He was a candle in the black.
You angels really love your power trips, huh?
He might have been a devil. Neither side's ever taken responsibility for him.
That bad?
Worse. The story goes that he took control of the very center of creation. He almost became a god in his own right. The angels and the devils joined forces and just managed to defeat him. They stripped him down to his bare essence and sealed him away forever in the afterlives, right out in the fringes.
And the fringes of the afterlives would be?
Pretty much where we've been looking for Matthew.
Yeah!
Shh, shh, shh. Stand back. Deep breath. Okay, okay, it's clear. Let's move. I wish I knew what those things were.
Well, according to you, they're the least of our problems. Apparently, we're in the prison of some ancient psycho god guy.
It's just a story, all right? Anyway, even if this was the Candleman's prison, there'd be no need to worry. He had his powers stripped away before he was sealed up. Well, except for one of them, but...
What? This is going to be bad, right?
His final power. He could jump into other souls, influence them.
What? How?
It's not that difficult. Eve did it to Matthew when she was working for the administrator, remember?
So, Eve's being possessed. She's not evil.
Let's not get carried away.
Well, it would actually be a lot better for us if it was just Eve. The Candleman is... well, he's a big deal.
What are the chances that I'll turn around and not find a bad guy wanting to destroy us?
Not too good.
Well done, David. Very good indeed. It only took you all this time to work it out. Every bit as stupid as I remember.
Hello, Nathaniel. I'd say you've aged well, but I can't really tell in this darkness. Don't suppose you have a torch.
You're as inane as ever. Is the devil with you?
Somewhere. I think one of our friends knocked him over the head back there. She might be possessed. Busy day. Oh, and thanks for shooting us down. It was good of you.
The council wants you.
No thanks. I'm freelance these days. What can I say? Things change.
More than you realise. The Justice Committee runs the Angelic Council now. Ever since all that business with the box.
What's the Justice Committee?
I have no idea.
You will. Soon enough.
Oh, well, I think that's enough sinister speech-making for today. Ladies, it's that time again, I'm afraid.
I hate you, Dave.
I know. Split up and run!
David!
Flesh again. I had almost forgotten what it was like. This girl, this Eve, so many memories, so many trying new things. Death, the box, the angels almost destroyed. So much to catch up on. So many souls to take. Who's this now?
Finally, some light.
I never thought I'd say this, but I miss being a nun.
Why don't we ever meet nice angels?
Oh, dead end.
Hmm? Oh, crap. What's all this mechanical stuff?
I don't know. Maybe I should...
Don't touch it.
I wasn't going to.
Uh-huh. I'm gonna keep an eye on the corridor.
You have real trust issues, Kara. I think it might have to do with...
Eve! It has nothing to do with Eve.
No, Eve!
I heard you, and you're wrong. I'm not threatened by her. I mean, she has a history with Matthew and everything, but he changed and...
Kyra! Eve!
Oh, Eve and here, Eve.
I got lost. Was that before or after you got a bad case of the possess?
We know who you are.
You have no idea.
My eyes!
Kyra! Oh, my head! What's going on?
Stay back! Sal, what did you do?
I don't know. I think I knocked a lever or something. What's that?
Looks quite a bit like a giant saw to me.
Turn it off!
I wasn't the one who turned it on.
It's getting close!
Good. Let's see if ghosts can be sliced.
Kyra, she's still Eve inside.
So?
Oh, that's cold, even for you. Here. I've turned it off.
Thanks.
Now, what do we do with the big scaredy poltergeist?
You let me go.
What? Ow! Ah, it's in Kyra now, right? Great. It could be anyone, and it's too dark to know who's walking about outside. It's like Swingers Club all over again.
Got you.
Oh, Barry?
The light from the sun bounces up here. That's a straight drop down right into it. It's a trap. You're supposed to run out of the dark and fall off when the light dazzles you. Simple but clever.
What happened to you?
One of the others hit me with something. I think it was Eve. She's evil again. You'd think she might have at least asked me to come on board first.
It's not Eve. At least, not inside. I think it's the Candleman.
Did you knock your head as well, Angel?
I'm serious, Barry. I think we found the ancient prison. Think about it. The dark, the traps, the ghosts. All ways to guard the place.
Releasing the Candleman back into the afterlives. But wouldn't that make my mother swell with pride?
You have a mother?
Very fine jackal she is, too.
Well, you have to give the old ones credit. This place is the ultimate prison. They take away his body, and then, well, even if he manages to steal another, there are all these traps to stop him getting out. And the ghosts, guarding the place forever.
Then we need to go. How are your eyes?
Better now.
Good. Come over here. I want to show you something.
What?
Over the edge. I think there's a quicker way down.
Okay. Wait. Why do you want me so close to the edge?
What?
It's a simple question.
You're very nervous all of a sudden.
Where did you get the name Barry?
What are you jabbering on about?
The Candleman can jump into anyone. We know it was inside Eve, but who's to say it hasn't relocated since then?
Wearing your paranoid halo today, are you?
Answer the question.
You first called me Barry, right after I recruited you for the devils.
Hmm.
What?
If the Candleman was in your mind, he might know that.
Well, that leaves us with a problem, doesn't it? Besides, how do I know you aren't the Candleman waiting for me to get sloppy, trying to convince you it isn't me?
Then it seems we both have a problem.
More than you think.
Right, you again.
The Justice Committee would love to catch up with you, Barrowbub. I think they have a torture room set up just in case.
Please. Compared to me, you lot are amateurs.
I have a lot of enthusiasm built up, though. 1,000 years of it.
So, it appears we have a bit of a stalemate.
Depends how you look at it.
What?
It's
Get off me!
The only soul here who I know for sure isn't the Candleman is me. You two can fight it out by yourselves.
Don't touch me, traitor.
Yeah, believe me, the pushing wasn't my idea.
Like I told you, Dave, deep down I'm still just a devil.
Barry! Barry! Help me out here!
No! I've waited so long.
The anticipation's always the best part, don't you think? By then. I'm sorry, Dave.
Wait. Devil!
Okay. Dropping into a sun. Not the way I choose to go to the graveyard, but still, it's quick. Getting hot. Oh, no. No, not again! Please, this can't happen again. Come on, Dave, think! You've died a couple of times now. It never takes. Just think, you stupid angel!
Angel!
What? Oh, there's an idea. Not a great one, but still. Yes! I'm an angel! What are you gonna do about it?
Angel!
Oh, I really hope you're more substantial than you look.
The bottom, or close enough.
Too easy?
Probably.
You think Kyra's down there?
That's not Kyra. It's a psycho angel spirit in black as shadow.
Whatever it is, it might be waiting.
Nah, it's like us. It just wants out of here.
With it, Smokey.
You are not guilty. You did not bring us the pain.
What pain?
Right? In that war?
If he gets away from here, what will happen to you?
No peace. We are the prison. The higher beings put us here. The angels. The devils.
He's escaping, but they're stuck here. If he gets away, all their pain's been for nothing.
So what can we do?
Final defense. The light. The light outside. Bring it to us.
I think they mean the sun.
We'll bring you the sun. Oh, and I thought I was demanding.
A higher being. A higher being can release us.
That's why you're so sensitive about angels and devils.
Angel! Devils!
We want peace!
The sun, burning them away, this whole afterlife. That's what they want. You want oblivion?
Escape.
Oh, I understand.
What?
They haven't got anything else left.
And you need a higher being to do this? Well, it just so happens we know a few.
Barubab, I know you're close by. What's this? Some kind of light cage? Looks big enough to hold a whole devil.
Or a runt of an angel.
Can't move.
So that's what it does. Wasn't sure if it would just destroy outright or not. You shouldn't have left heaven, Nathaniel. I'm not the enemy you want.
The bridge, bridge. Forever, forever. No justice, justice. Watch, watch.
The bridge, the bridge.
No, death, death. Forever, forever.
Ah, looks like this device pulls out all the dirty little thoughts and feelings you have inside. No prison like your own conscience. You really are a mess, Nathaniel. I can't believe the angel sent you after Dave.
No one wants him punished more than me.
He's got a habit of getting away, though. Believe me, I should know. Tiddle pip.
No!
Forever. Forever. Watch. Forever.
Ah! Bright! Watch your eyes. That sun's just underneath us.
Two clouds here. Which one's ours?
That one.
Dave?
Careful. How do we know it's him?
She tried to kill us one time and you're a bit of a tart.
Ha! Anyone could know that.
For all I know, the Candleman could be inside one of you.
It was inside Kyra last we saw.
Oh, so you say.
What gives you the right to act so suspicious, huh? Short memory? You're the one that was on the run from the angels for so long. A criminal. And you didn't tell your friends.
That was a long time ago.
And what? Everything's just fine now. You lost Matthew, the afterlives are disappearing into emptiness and you don't know why, and now there's some angelic bounty hunter chasing you. Just why are you so important, Dave? What happened to you when the box blew?
I told you I don't know.
Or maybe you don't want us to know.
But this is exactly what the Candleman would do. He'd turn us against each other. Sal, come over here.
I've been with her since it jumped into Kara, Dave. There are two of us, only one of you.
Two, actually.
Oh, made it down okay then, Barry. Thanks ever so much for pushing me off a bridge.
How did you survive?
The ghosts. They hammered me into a wall, but I got a handhold and managed to climb up.
We saw the ghosts too. They need your help. One of you anyway.
What?
They're stuck here. Even if the Candleman gets away, they won't disappear. Your people did a real job on them.
Well, my people haven't always been so caring about the lower beings.
Lower beings?
They want you to release them, Dave.
FDR, Dave, that is.
Release them how?
Something to do with the sun down there. Fill the place with light.
Ah, burn them away. Along with the whole prison.
Would that take out the Candleman guy?
Along with his host.
And we don't know who the host is.
Wait, if Barry pushed Dave off a bridge, then it's got to be him. He's the Candleman thing.
Well, he might well be.
Although I'd probably just do what they did regardless. What with being a devil and all.
Well, that's true.
So where does this leave us?
Personally, I suggest we don't stand here waiting to see what happens.
I'm with Horn Boy.
We can't let the Candleman escape the prison.
Oh, go on. I'll be good.
It's still insane, Kaida.
I tried to get away. Neither cloud will let me inside.
Yeah, probably something the prison is doing.
Not if I'm inside an angel who's bonded to one of them.
I'm not letting you inside me. I'm stronger than that.
Maybe. Maybe not. You're the one who betrayed the angels, are you not? I think we may have a great deal in common.
What do we do?
I have an idea. Release them. Do your angel thing. Spread the light.
Sal, if I try that so close to the sun, then...
Just do it. Trust me.
I hope you know what you're doing, Sal.
Hear me, prison. I'm an angel. The prisoner is escaping. It's time for your final trap. Expand the sun. Destroy everything.
Now we all go to the graveyards, you idiots!
So?
Everyone, catch!
It's a bit of the diamond!
I told you to leave those in the ground!
Like I ever listen. I figured this crystal was a Candleman's prison, then even just a bit of it...
acts as a shield from him, good girl!
That's right.
So, you're protected. And what difference does that make to me? I will escape this place.
Not inside Kara, you won't. Hold this!
I need a shower. When is it?
That's it. Look, right there. Floating around. The remnant of a broken soul.
If we leave now, the sun will scorch it to nothing.
Speaking of which, we need to go. It's getting too hot.
No! Do not leave me here.
Nobody's leaving. David is coming with me.
I thought I took care of you.
You don't understand, devil.
You think simply living through my worst feelings would be enough?
Had been there for 1,000 years.
What kind of damage that left you? Excellent.
Careful, Nathaniel. It's gonna jump into you. No! Nathaniel.
We need to go.
Everybody aboard the cloud, just go, now. Nathaniel, please, come with me. I can help you.
How dare you? After everything you did to me, want your help, traitor?
You can't fight it on your own. You'll be destroyed here.
I've lived through more than you can possibly understand.
Give me a chance, please. You might be surprised.
Get away from me, traitor.
I'm sorry for everything. We're clear. The afterlife's been destroyed.
You think Nathaniel went with it?
Maybe. But I think the Candleman wanted to survive just as much as he did. Put them together and, well...
He was still himself, even after the Candleman jumped into him. How's that possible?
His mind.
What about it?
The prison afterlife was like a dark maze, a vault. Nathaniel's mind isn't too different. The mind of a madman, a mad angel at that, is a kind of labyrinth in itself. 1,000 years of twists and turns built in.
What happened to him?
I did.
Nathaniel was the angel in charge of watching the bridge between life and death. That's a role every angel holds at some point.
But for no more than a single year.
Why?
Because there are so many souls passing by, it takes complete concentration. You're always looking for something that shouldn't be there, something suspicious. Too long and the pressure can cause real damage, even for an angel.
And that happened to Nathaniel?
When I was working for Barry, I tricked Nathaniel into looking the other way when the devils moved a spy into our heaven.
But the angels found out, right?
And I was sentenced to immortal life. But I wasn't the only one punished. For his carelessness, Nathaniel was left on bridge duty indefinitely. I suffered on Earth, he suffered in the afterlife. It looks like it broke him.
You have no idea. Hopefully, he's in the graveyards by now.
Dev! Look, the afterlife!
It's gone, Sal. Relax. There won't be anything there.
Oh, there's something. Kind of.
What? Oh, no.
It's the same thing we saw before. That emptiness eating away the place where the afterlife used to be.
We need to get searching for Matthew again. This thing's getting worse. We're leaving. Barry, I'll drop you off at the next rest stop.
Forget it.
Oh, staying, are you?
There's too much going on that I don't understand. And just in case Nathaniel's still out there. Safety in numbers and all that.
It's better for yourself, you mean?
For now, anyway. Good night.
It's too early to sleep.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I should have been clearer. What I meant was, I'm sick of the lot of you, and I want to be alone for a bit. That better?
No need to be rude. I'm going to bed, too.
And now I'm going for a bath. I feel like I've got ghosts all over me.
You're not going for a nap, too?
I wanted to talk to you about something.
Oh?
You haven't said anything, you know, about how you came back after the box exploded.
I don't know what happens. Something I don't understand. With Nathaniel out there and everything, it's... Well, it's like my past hasn't quite finished with me.
What was it like?
At the time, I was so wrapped in what I was doing, so sure it was the right thing to do. And then it was so quick. But since I came back, I've got a lot of years behind me. I'm not ready to let go of that yet. I'm just too...
Scared of the dark?
Yeah.
It's happening again, isn't it?
What's that?
We're caught up in something big that we don't understand.
I think so. It just feels worse this time.
authentic country. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Coming up in just a second, we're going to have Canada Post Rock with John. And then after that, we'll have The Medicine Show here on Friday. And that's all from us from Scalds Hall. Please enjoy the rest of your weekend.